Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Wine growers looking to expand their reach are being encouraged to take part in an intensive leadership development program. Applications are open for the Future Leaders Initiative, which helps participants sharpen their decision-making abilities and build networks to help take the industry forward. I caught up with Wine Australia's Jo Hargreaves to hear about the range of opportunities it can open up.
Future Leaders is the wine industry's own bespoke leadership development program. Future Leaders attracts people from across the wine sector value chain. So it's not just for winemakers, it's for people across all roles in the sector, whether it be marketing, viticulturists, business managers, as well as, of course, winemakers.
Fantastic. And what kind of things will they be doing? What experience will they gain from applying for this program?
Future Leaders is a five-month intensive leadership development program, and it's really as much about personal leadership development as it is about professional. Participants are provided with access to a range of distinguished speakers, and it's led by engaging facilitators. They're given a whole range of tools, skills and strategies to assist them in their leadership development. It's really more about making them a better person so that they can then be a better leader.
Yeah, I guess after a few tough years, it'll be nice for people, as you touched on, from all areas of the supply chain in the wine sector to be able to, maybe get out and expand their horizons if that's something they're looking at doing. We've had the tariffs in place, we've had the pandemic. It's been a difficult couple of years, and I guess that's something that they'll be able to reflect on and perhaps share their experience going forward to, I guess, create better outcomes for industry in the future as well.
Absolutely. Without question, it's been a challenging few years for the wine sector, and Future Leaders participants are very much engaged in those conversations. And through the program, they're given the opportunity to engage with current wine sector leaders of some of the peak industry bodies and discuss what challenges are happening in the wine sector and also what sort of skills and resilience we're needed to take us into the future. And as part of the program, they each get to choose a topic of their own interests, and they put those thoughts together into a thought leadership piece, which is used to foster some of those conversations.
This program's been going for some time, and I imagine you've honed in your focus over the years. Resilience, probably one of the major focuses of this year. Looking back on what you've touched on there.
Yes, absolutely. Every iteration of the program, it's run every 2 years. We consider, the current landscape in the wine industry and more broadly in terms of, the economy and what's happening both nationally and internationally. And the program targets those key areas. And we also take on board all of the feedback from previous participants and the alumni, and the program is reviewed each time and tailored to contemporary thought and leadership issues.
Yeah, excellent. And for those who are looking to apply, they've got until the 17th of March?
Correct. Yes, applications are open until the 17th of March, and all of the information is on the Wine Future Leaders website, and there's frequently asked questions as well as all of the information that people need to apply.
That's Wine Australia's Jo Hargreaves there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.